This is Beep, the Early Adapter Podcast, where we highlight extraordinary collaborations between industry and small and medium enterprises who are creating innovative technologies to build a sustainable future. My name is Nathan Bowden, Program Manager at ISPT, the Institute for Sustainable Process Technology. Today, we are joined by Marco Pipolo, a global process engineer at Bunge Lotus Croklaan, and Petrus Couperus, CEO of SolSep. We'll be talking about a new technology that could dramatically decrease energy use in the separation of edible oils from organic solvents on an industrial scale. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. I have two people with me that I've actually known for a couple of years. We've worked in different projects together. They're Marco Pipolo and Petrus Couperus. Marco, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I think good morning. as you said, my name is Marco. I come from Italy originally, from the south. It is a very nice place, actually. So if you don't know it, you should Google it. It's called Pestum. It's an ancient Greek city in the south, very close to the Amalfi Coast, but also to the Cilento area, which is very nice. Then I moved to Rome to study. I did a bachelor degree in biomedical engineering, then a master degree in chemical engineering for sustainable development. In the end, I did an Erasmus program. So I moved to Portugal, to Coimbra, to work on wastewater treatment for half a year. It's very nice experience to be abroad for some time and meet a new culture. And then after that, I still wanted to travel more and discover a bit more. So I applied for a PDENG program, which is a professional doctorate in engineering in process and product design at the University of Eindhoven. And fortunately, I was selected, and that's how I came to the Netherlands, basically. And as a part of that program, the trainees are asked to spend 1 year in a company, and that's actually how I got in contact with the ISPT and with Petrus and the other members of the project. So I started working to the ISRO project, and I was overlapping a bit with the NBAR project, and that's how I started working there. And then after that, I started working for Bunge Lotus Croklaan, and since then I'm a process engineer in the company.
Well, I'm glad you said the name of the company, because to be honest, quite often I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so it's definitely Bunge Lotus Croklaan.
It is a bit difficult indeed, because the company is originally Dutch. Uh-huh. And then it moved to US, and last couple of years the company has been joined the group again, so it is back to the Netherlands, let's say. But some people say Bunge, some people Bunge, but yeah, that's a bit of confusion also because of that.
I say BLC.
Say BLC, and then you're on the safe side, indeed. Yes.
Exactly. I'm on the safe side. But we'll get back to what BLC does in a second. I want to introduce Petrus. So Petrus, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to beat, because I'm from the northern part of Holland, which can be quite nice, but has not the sunshine of south of Italy. That's why we are going there for holidays, of course. Now, I'm original from Meppel. I did my PhD and my master degree in University of Twente on membrane technology. So I'm from origin, I would say, a membrane technologist. Worked for more than 10 years in Wageningen University, where we developed membranes and membrane processes. And from that, I started a company together with two other people called SolSep. It's already 20 years ago now. And we make membranes, special membranes for organic solvents. And actually, this was already inspired by that time, so 20 years ago, by, for instance, possibilities that you could have in vegetable oil business, which is actually the business of BLC. And we worked together in that respect with a lot of companies, and even in that time already with the predecessor of BLC, which is quite remarkable. So there was a silence for, let's say, 15 years or so, and then we crossed our paths, crossed each other again.
Yeah, and there's the one thing about I also know about you, Petrus, is you have one of the most majestic majestic mustaches I've ever seen. So really, you should get a double PhD for that.
Thank you very much.
and was there a university you missed? So you've been in Wageningen, Twente, and Eindhoven. Maybe shortly you can do a project with Amsterdam. But yeah, so I know both of you from these projects. I know each other pretty well. So the project that we were speaking about right now is the is one that you worked with, SolSep. I also want to say I love the name. It's easy to remember because it's solvent separation, SolSep. So SolSep and BLC came together. So what does BLC do, Marco?
Yeah, that's indeed a good question. It is a very old company. We have about 200 years of history. So yeah, there is quite a lot of experience collected during the years. And I can tell you also that I'm sure you're not aware of that, but at least one product at the supermarket, at least one product that you have daily or that you bought at the supermarket contains our ingredients. So probably daily you consume our products, but you're not fully aware of that. And the reason is because we do we work B2B mostly. So other companies, other big companies are buying our ingredients to use it daily. But what we exactly do, we are a part of the group Bunge, which is focused on high quality commodity products around the world with a very wide range of applications, like animal feed, cooking oils, confectionery, or dairy fat alternatives. And as a BLC, we are mainly focused on vegetable oil and fats, so edible oils. That's what we mainly do. So it is very widely used, and there's a lot of application as you can imagine.
Okay. I definitely can imagine because you gave me a tour one time, and unfortunately, yes, I couldn't visit the chocolate tasting facility. So at one point less for you for that. But yeah. So in general, we have this Italian guy with a P.D. Eng working at a American Dutch company produces vegetable oils. So how do you get together with Petrus and his membranes and their membranes?
I think that's a good combination, I think. And I think it is good to mention also there were much more people involved in the projects. So there were also we had to interact also with other people. Maybe it's nice to mention and thank them. So MTSA, TUSTI, and Vito, the University of Eindhoven. And yeah, indeed, then we worked with you, Nathan. That was also nice. But going back to your original question, what I like the most is the fact that we are both, let's say, specialized in different things. And then we become kind of there is a kind of being a complementary, and yeah, that, and this is a bit also with the feeling that you have in this kind of environment and projects, that yeah, the people that you work with are connected because everybody is very specialized in something, and in this way you make a very unique experience, so you can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And it's nice, Petrus is quite open. And maybe the thing I liked the most is the fact that we can actually design together the experiments. So Petrus is always open to listen to, okay, what are my inputs, and the other way around. And that helps a lot in both ways.
But how do you use his membranes? And what
part that's indeed a good question. Yeah, this is a very, very special process, actually. So what the process is called wet fractionation, and this is very difficult maybe to explain if you are not a technical person, but what happens, it is a physical separation. So there is not really a modification or a chemical reaction, but just the fractionation. So we have, let's say, a mixture of oil and fat. Let's say it is a mixture of triglycerides, and we try to fractionate it in different fractions. So a light fraction or a heavy fraction. So just something that looks like oil and something that looks like butter. So something that has a higher or lower melting point, let's say. In this process, in the specific, and that's where Petrus come to help us. We use acetone to separate different fraction to each other. And because of that, we need also a lot of energy to recover the acetone. So just to give you a bit of feeling, if I did the math correctly, this requires about 200 household equivalent of energy to get back the acetone from our products after it has been used. And what is the idea is that we use the membranes that are provided by Petrus to try to recover something like between 30 to 40% of the acetone. So this would increase enormously the energy efficiency of the process, and then consequently reduce the carbon footprint of the process. But yeah, I think, Nathan, it's also good to ask to Petrus, what is a membrane?
Yeah, Petrus, thank you for asking the question I was going to ask. So Petrus, Marco wants to know, what's a membrane, and what's so special about your membranes?
Yeah, the point is, of course, that we are a membrane company, and that means that we are making special sieves, actually special sieves where you can separate one component from the other one. And if you imagine that normally people are trying to separate these things by boiling, so that means that they have to evaporate a lot of things, which costs a lot of energy. You can imagine that a simple sieve, like a membrane, could save you a lot of energy. So actually, that's the basic idea behind this this story and behind this technology, that you could save a lot of energy by using a membrane instead of, let's say, doing the classical things. In that time, we were screening a lot of possibilities, and then we encountered Bunge, and they said, "Well, I think they are also very open-minded." So they thought, "Okay, this could work. Let's try to find a way that we can test this, because this is, of course, a big bottleneck. You can have a lot of ideas, but you also have to test in reality what can happen and whether this really works, this idea." And that's the nice thing about the collaboration, that the two companies, or actually, we are, like Michael said, we were working together with a lot of other people as well, but that these two ideas can come together and can facilitate each other, and then you can find out how good it's going to work.
And does this kind of membrane-assisted separations that only work with vegetable oils, or what are the other applications?
Well, generally, these membranes can function in organic solvents. That means that they can work, let's say, in paint factories or in companies like Bunge, but also in waste treatment factories. So the potential is quite wide. Of course, you have, because it's quite new technology, you have to test whether this is really, really working and how long it can work. But in principle, you can use this technology in a lot of industries.
Yeah, I think you're being very kind, because organic solvent separation through membranes is a very difficult process, and you have a very unique product that can do this.
Well, that's right, and that's we are very proud of our products, yeah? But the point is that compared to water, where membrane technology is very well known and it's used all over the world, this technology is still quite new. And the point is that you have to test everything for each solvent. And if you, water, we consider water as one solvent. That's maybe
true.
Yeah. And if you then think that there are about 10,000 solvents used in industry, you can imagine that is it can be quite a task to sort this out. And yeah, you can for certain things you can use models, but you have to check whether this is really working in a process. And that's actually the platform there that ISPT organized for us to have this platform and to do these things in the real world, in the real process of BLC in this case.
Yeah. Well, thank you for plugging us, ISPT. But you have a very unique technology, and we're very happy to have you with us. You're being very Dutch. You can toot your own horn, Petrus. It's a fantastic technology. But I want to round it up because we've been talking for some time. Marco, was there anything you want to tell us we might have missed?
Maybe 2 points. One is that the project was on pilot scale, so on a large TRL, on a large technology readiness level, which is also quite unique. So you can actually see what happens in the real process. And I also want to maybe focus a bit attention that, okay, we as a company, but there is also much more awareness to reduce the carbon footprint. And it's very important that to do that, we need to realize that we need to go through new technologies. So there is not really a plug and play thing that you put in and suddenly your CO2 will decrease. And that doesn't really work like that, unfortunately. But we need to develop new technologies and go through this funnel and try to bring up something new to achieve that.
It's true, and we're very grateful that companies like BLC are trying to become are willing to spend a lot of effort and time, and let's just honestly say money, to make their product even more sustainable, so we can meet our goals in the future of having a sustainable society. And Petrus, what's the future for SolCEP?
Ah, well, that's a difficult one to say in these times. No, I would like to hook up with the funnel that Margot mentioned. I think we in Holland, we have a lot of good ideas also to green our society. But ideas are not enough. We have to explore and show on a real cases that we can do this. And I think that's a great value of the constructions that we have used in these projects, that we can show that this can work and that you can have a good investment in this kind of technology. So and if we have to do a lot of things to get our environmental friendly production processes work. And I think we have a place there as a membrane company, because membranes are very good for the environment.
Yeah, and they save a lot of energy, which is what we need to lower our energy use. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time, and I appreciate everything we've done in the past, and I look forward to our future working together as well.
So thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Petrus.
This podcast was made possible by the Netherlands Group of Users of Technology for Separation, the Institute for Sustainable Process Technology, and Top Sector Energy and Industry. For more information about creating a carbon neutral and circular economy, visit www.ispt.eu.